Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm Lola. I'm new to this group, so just saying
Welcome.
hi. Thank you.
Now,
Right.
Christine, remind me when you're retiring.
My last day is September 5th. So I have
So, do
10
you
more.
have a countdown calendar on your wall that you're like ripping out the pages of days left?
I've had a no, not a calendar on my wall, but I have had a countdown app on my phone for the years. Yeah, so today I have 10 work days left. Because I'll be on
Well,
vacation next week, and then Labor Day I don't work, so it's like I only have 10 days left. It's just unreal.
I
So
hope you
exciting,
have
but bittersweet at the
some
same time.
fun stuff lined up during your retirement.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, everybody. Sorry for being late. So
I
you
don't
already.
consider within 2 minutes of the quote quote start time to be late.
Okay.
We'll forgive you, or
Okay.
at least I will.
I'm very happy about that. So I will share the agenda. So at first we are talking about the essentials. We have a note taker, so Christine will do the note taking for the last time, I guess. And we need a note taker for next time. Did we talk about an alphabetical order or something? No. Will someone volunteer? We need to establish when the next meeting is. It should be on September 10th. I'm on vacation on this day, so I don't know whether it makes sense to hold this meeting without moderation. My idea would be to skip this meeting and meet in October for the next time, but then it's this date is really the Trillium release is coming. It's quite the time space is quite narrow between this, so I'm not sure if it makes sense if you meet without me.
I would suggest that we just don't meet because, I mean, we still have, I mean, Trillium is not planned to be released until November.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we could always, if we have questions or things that we want to discuss, I mean, we could discuss it in Slack.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess we skip this meeting, and the next meeting is then October 8th. And of course, time as usual. Okay, we have something in the chat. So I guess Ben wants to volunteer for note taking in October.
Nope, not in October.
Not in October.
Yeah,
No, I
the
would
second.
do, but
You would.
no, I'm saying I will do it, you know, at some point,
Okay. No,
but not in October.
okay. But Mo Molly is volunteering. Thank you. So we can go. Oh, maybe I should open the editing mode. As we already established, today is Christine's last meeting, and I would like to thank her for her commitment to this working group and for finding someone succeeding for this part. And I wish you all the best for your retirement.
Oh, thank you so much. It is bittersweet, honestly. I am going to miss participating with this group and seeing all of you. I cannot take credit for finding a successor, though. I think that was mostly Lawrence. So
Oh.
thank you, Lawrence and Lola, for figuring out how to take on the and offering to take on the bulk edit users and list sections. I really, really appreciate it. It's a huge relief on my mind to know that it's a good hands. So,
Great,
thank
thank
you.
you. And Lawrence gave me some material to get up to speed initially. Christine, I might take you up on a quick conversation before you leave, but I'm pleased to join this group. I use the documentation all the time, and I'll be pleased to assist with keeping it up.
And
So.
Lola, I do the inventory. Yeah, that's the word. I do the inventory bulk edit stuff, so you and I will probably be working together and co conversing about it. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Thank you. Yes, I had noted your name down too as someone to connect with, so I certainly will. Thank you.
So I guess I have to welcome you officially in this working group. Thank you. You're doing this. And I also want to say it's this I really like this working group. You're also engaged in finding someone if someone leaves this group, and it works very perfectly. So I did take a look at this at the overview of the different parts. And I try to okay, I put Lawrence in the things he wanted to do, I guess. And we no, I did not get okay. In last meeting, Lawrence said he will take a look at home and about and getting started. If he could do this part, will you do that part? Did you take a look?
Yes, I took a look. I'm happy to do those. I actually already made a few edits. There was a
Ah, okay.
outdated link to outdated test environment. So, but yeah,
So,
I can do those little sections.
and now I know what I edited. I did put Aaron in platform essentials and permissions. And I need to put you in home and about and getting started. And maybe Lola could edit this page herself and putting her name in these spaces where Christine is
Certainly.
at the moment. Oh, yeah.
Sure, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah. I did put it here, but then I guess I got interrupted. And then. So then Molly did put something on the agenda. Do you want to say something about that?
Sure. Hi, everybody. So I as you know, work for EBSCO, and I had a few of the product owners within the Folio community that also work for EBSCO reach out to me because they knew I was part of the documentation working group, and they were kind of picking my brain about what my process is for updating documentation, how I know, what needs to get updated, and, what the POs could potentially be doing to assist with documentation efforts and collaborate more with this group. So I just kind of, I told them what my process is and things that, I thought might be good ideas, but I said, I didn't want to speak for this group because I think everybody has a slightly different process and way that they go about it. And so I didn't know if this group would like me to try to work with some of the POs to pull them into a future meeting and discuss kind of strategies for collaboration or the process that people are doing. I just kind of wanted to put it out to the group and see how people feel about it.
Amanda is raising her hand. Do you want to say something?
I was going to say that I like the idea, but with Trillium so close on our heels, maybe once we get the Trillium documentation out, because I think, especially since we've decided not to meet in September, that's my thought is I'm very interested, but unless Trillium gets pushed back, which I know none of us hope for that, but I would say maybe early in the new year.
And I don't know the other name, W. Randke.
Oh, it's Wilhelmina Ranke.
Right.
It's Dutch, not
Wilhelmina Ranke.
German. It's Dutch, not German, so I trick you. So anyway, I think it's good to have the developer and the person doing the documentation pair up, and it might be good to do something like just twice a year, have a meeting where the developers come in these breakout rooms and do that. The reason is, like sometimes maybe I don't know if I'm describing a bug or it's how it's supposed to work, or I know I used to do documentation for Islandora, and I was at Florida Virtual Campus where we would contribute code, so I could ask programmers, but sometimes they'll say like there's going to be a button called this, like look for this in the user interface, and I would know more the user interface and they'll find code, and sometimes I think it can help to just like read the documentation together and the developer say, it also does this, this just isn't covered, or look at something together.
Yeah, I
But
think that.
I think if there were like two meetings a year where developers come and it's like do a breakout room, like that could be really helpful.
Yeah, I think that's an awesome idea, quite frankly. Because I mean, I have no shyness about bugging my POs. Like like the POs that I work with are really good because they put together like user acceptance testing and make sure that I have access to that, so I know things ahead of time. But sometimes I just write a section and I'm not sure I captured it correctly, and I just send it to them and say, tell me what I got wrong. But I think if we had a more formalized process for it, I could personally be less annoying to the POs I work with. And then everybody could have kind of that opportunity for that knowledge sharing. Because, Wilhelmina, I feel the same way where sometimes I'm like, I don't know if this is a bug or expected behavior. And I, unless you're really good at digging through Jira and the Jira is well written, sometimes there's not a way to know that until you speak to a developer or a product owner.
I do have to ask a question. Kalila Gambrel wrote me up, I guess, about the same si thing. Is it about the same thing?
Yes, I think so. So, She is
It's
asking the group if we could connect more and how the POs could help documentation and vice versa. So th I think this is the same as Molly described, so that we could learn from each other, from new features, from bugs or expected behavior, or so I think it's the same topic.
I think so. There's a lot going on in the chat. No, it's not. Okay. So, I guess so. Since Trillium is already on the go, on the fly, I think the idea meeting next year would be a good idea, or maybe in December. I guess I have to think about it. What would be the best? So you think it helps you if there would be you could talk to the POs. I did get that from the conversation. Am I right?
Yeah, or if they read the documentation just during the meeting and say, hey, this whole area is missing, or like, why is this like this? Or,
So m
yeah.
maybe the workflow the other way around, you write the documentation and the POs should read it if it's covering everything. Is that an idea? Or how do you so everybody does this how he or she likes at the moment? Or is there anything standardized in
It will
this?
probably be different for each kind of area of documentation. So I'll give the example, but it's not too calling out. Like for remote storage, which I do not work with the documentation for that, but we have a remote storage like crane system. The documentation is like from 4 years ago. So it's there are gaps between it and the settings that I see in the software. And it may be the case that just having the conversation, it lets the developer say, you know, this setting is here. Let's the documentation person say, this is how this would be used. Whereas maybe many of the other modules, they are more up to date, and it might be like more of a like minor corrections instead of like a whole area is just not describe. It's probably different for each different documentation section, because like there, yeah, and also give the example like the remote storage, there are two technologies someone could use. One is the KayaSoft, the other is ASRS, and anyone writing the documentation will only have exposure to one of those two systems. So they're like they would naturally have a gap for half of the users. But it may just be like them having the conversation. I think like the developer could say, you know, it there's this area that we built out and it's not described, or sometimes learn maybe how something's used.
So I guess standardizing this process wouldn't work because every part is somehow different from the others. So, but I think we should do this meeting, and I think when we meet in October, we could discuss a meeting in November, maybe end mid or end November. Or should we just invite them to this meeting here?
I think we could try to invite them to a pre-existing meeting, maybe the December one, so it's after the Trillium deadline, like Amanda said. Maybe if we're planning that far out, we could. I was thinking, as I was describing my process to the POs, I was like, wow, I don't really know anybody else's process. So I don't know if it would be like helpful to people to have kind of like a collaborative document where you can just like briefly describe what you're doing now, the resources that you're using, and then like have a little spot for a wish list of like, in a perfect world, the POs or the developers for my area would provide me with X, Y, and Z, so that we have like something to kind of focus the discussion when we have it with them.
That sounds interesting. Could you provide a document like this?
Oh yeah, I could either create a wiki page if people like that, or I could create a Google Doc, whatever people are most comfortable with. Just let me know.
Can we do everything we want in this wiki? So
Within
just
our
add a new sub page where I
yeah,
guess we can. So,
within our space, I believe we can. We could even kind of use an upcoming agenda, like whichever meeting we're going to have with them. If we invite them to December, for example, we could just make that page part of it. But I could also, like Christine said, there's a documentation working group folder in the Folio space. So I could create a document there and just post the link to the group, and then we can link to that in whichever agenda we speak to the POs. So it's kind of no pressure, but just when they asked me, I kind of had to pause and think about how I went about things. So if people had an opportunity to organize themselves beforehand, that might be beneficial for the discussion.
So I guess we're doing that in the already existing December meeting. And you can add your comments to this page. And okay. So there's no nothing left on the agenda. So I guess we've come to an end. Or does anybody want to say anything? Okay.
I was just wondering about the bit about the upgrade to the documentation site. Anyone doing anything about that? Well,
I really
you're still with the
didn't.
small screen and so on.
You're really quiet. I didn't get it. What?
Sorry, it's
Now.
the backlog items. There's still the same issue with the documentation. The search doesn't work if you make the screen size too small. I didn't know if there's anything going on with that. I mean, I think at some point we should address that because.
Okay. So it's no, not the first doc. Which one are you referring
Under the
to?
backlog, the contact Julian regarding Doxy upgrade. Upgrade the search engine. Upgrade the search engine.
Okay. I don't know if there's anything going on regarding this. I will take a look at it. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. So you're quite you're in the morning, so I can't say good. I will just say goodbye and have a nice day. And
Oh,
goodbye to Christine. And thank you.
goodbye.
Thank you. Thank
So,
you,
bye,
everyone.
everybody.
bye.
Bye. Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.